Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Rachel Majerus from the Stewart Public Library. All right, Rachel, so we've been through a week of April. We're into the next. What are some things that are happening at the Stewart Public Library?
Well, April is filling up with a lot of things. Starting on Monday the 10th, we have two programs that are going to be done with ISU Extension. The first one is for adults, and it's windowsill herb garden class. And for that, you get to create your own herb garden and learn how to harvest herbs. And then Extension's also going to talk to us a little bit about their Spend Smart, Eat Smart program. The cost for that is $5, and we ask that people register ahead of time to let us know that they're coming. And then later in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, they're going to do a program with our youth for elementary and middle school age kids called Nurture Nature. And it's a STEM program. Kids are going to be learning about recycling, different kinds of plants. They're going to do a gardening activity and also do an experiment or a STEM activity that revolves around oil spills and the effects of them. And then later in the month, on the 17th, we are going to honor our volunteers. It's Volunteer Appreciation Week, and we are going to host a luncheon for our pals, which are our friends of the library. We're going to host a luncheon for them to thank them for all the service that they give to the library over the year and over the course of time. And so if you happen to be a pals member and plan on attending, please let us know. We would love to add you to the list. Our homeschoolers on Tuesday the 18th have put together a sewing for beginners class. They said that that's open to anyone that wants to learn how to sew. It's from 10 to noon on the 18th. Poetry Club will be meeting on Wednesday the 19th at 1 p.m. Anybody who has an interest in poetry, whether it be just reading it or writing it, wants to share and discuss it with others that are like-minded, you are welcome to come attend that at the library on the 19th. On the 20th, we are offering an identity theft and fraud awareness class. This is where people can learn tips on how to protect their identity, detect suspicious activity, and defend against identity theft. It's a program that's being offered by Extension, and we are offering it from 2 to 3 p.m. at the library. There is no cost to attend. If you want to let us know you're coming, that would be great, though. And then on the 24th, Monday the 24th, we are going to have bingo for kids. It's a non-school afternoon for the kids in the community. And so from 2:30 to 3:30, we are offering bingo. There will be prizes, and anybody is welcome to attend. And then also on the 24th, the local book club, our library's book club, will be meeting from 5 to 6 p.m. to discuss the book for the month. If anybody's interested in learning more about our book club, please call the library, and we would love to get you hooked up. And then in general, we have a new scavenger hunt for April, where people can come to the library and participate in a scavenger hunt. It's a lot of fun for the kids especially, but anybody in the community can participate in it. We are still having cribbage and coffee every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m., and then we are having toddler time every Thursday at 10 a.m.
All right, so a couple distinct events coming up that a lot of people can have fun with, and a lot of events that you repeat throughout the year. So with the windowsill herb garden, do you know what all they're going to do with that?
The Extension provides all the supplies for it, so we're going to be putting together our own herb gardens to take home here, and we're going to be learning how to care for them, the benefits of having an herb garden in the home.
All right, and then identity theft is something that commonly happens in the United States, and that's basically just a class providing tips and stuff on how to avoid identity theft and fraud, right?
It's for people to learn how to protect themselves against it, because it is an issue for all ages, and the benefits of it, just to know what to look for and just how to protect yourself in general.
All right, and then you did mention the new scavenger hunt that the library is doing. Is there a theme for that?
The theme is spring, so we'll be looking for spring-related items all throughout the library.
All right, and would that also include different book titles and things that books may go over?
No, it's just we try to put it at different spots in the library so that people can become familiar with some of the different stations that we have. You know, you might not know that we have a bookshelf that's entirely for Iowa authors, or that we offer books on tape and we have a section for that, or we have a new fiction section or a seed library. So we tend to try and put scavenger hunt items near those areas so we can have a discussion, you know, for people to learn something new about the library.
Okay, so as you said, just a way to kind of teach people a little bit more about what the library has and does by having a fun little game attached to it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, are there other services that the library provides besides some of the entertainment and the books?
Well, I kind of discussed the fact that we have a seed library now. So individuals that are interested in growing their own gardens, want to share seeds, want some advice on when to grow them and how to grow them, they can come in and check out our seed library. They can take seeds home. They can trade with people. And let's see, what else? We have greeting cards that we give to the community for free that we currently do. I don't know if this will be a service all the time, but we were lucky enough to get gifted with a good number of greeting cards. So if people want to come in and they can look at those, they are welcome to. We have an ongoing community puzzle that we find a lot of people are interested in. We have a crafting table. If there is a service that you want, talk to us about it. We'll do our best to try and accommodate.
All right, and I saw that towards the end of the month, there's also something about the Dexfield Amusement Park.
Yes, absolutely. I forgot to mention that. Rod Stanley is going to come in and talk to us a little bit about the Dexfield Amusement Park, which was an amusement park that was located between Dexter and Redfield that opened up in 1915. And at the time, it was the largest amusement park in the state of Iowa. So he's going to come share with us some photos. He's going to talk to us about the history of it and what actually ended up happening to it. So if anybody's interested in attending that and learning a little bit more about the history of our community, that's going to be at 11 a.m. on April 29th.
All right. Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you may want to go over?
We are having our book sale going on. We have removed about 1,300 books from our collection that are currently available for people to purchase. All the funds for that are going back into the library to buy more books. So it is a pay what you want book sale, so come on in. We really mean it. People get to pay what they want. If they want to pay a quarter for a book, that's perfectly fine. Just know that all those funds go back to supporting the library.
All right. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you very much.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.